Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of how to deal with temptation. Satan's purpose in temptation is to cause the believer to fall away from God. We see in the parable of the sower and the seed that some who had believed for a while were caused to fall away from the Lord through temptation. Luke 8:11 through 13 reads this way. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Another important truth we can glean from this scripture is that the ones who fell away during the time of temptation had no root. In order to stand firm in a time of temptation that you may face, you must have deep roots in the Word of God and be relying upon the power of the Holy Spirit. The key to victories over temptations are a reliance upon God, walking in the strategies which He has designed for us and that we find in His Word, and relying upon the power of the Holy Spirit that is available to us. We will never be victorious over sin in our own strength, regardless of how determined we are to live a pure life. David Crabtree once wrote, "To try to resist temptation and control passion in our own strength is like trying to stop a bullet with a spider web." We need to rely upon God's strength and upon the strategies He's given us in His Word, and then we will be able to be more than a conqueror in every situation of temptation that we face in life. Romans 8:37 promises, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." No army faces an enemy without a strategy. We have an enemy or an adversary, the Bible tells us, named Satan, who exists only to destroy people through sin. So he goes about trying to provoke us, trying to entice us or to lure us into different types of sin. These allurements or enticements are called temptations. 1 Peter 5:8 warns us about the enemy's plot to go after believers. The apostle wrote this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." You have to develop a strategic Word of God-based plan to resist Satan's schemes against your life. In God's Word, we have been given a heavenly strategy which guarantees our victory. It's found in James 4:7. It says, "Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." This may sound simplistic, but it is the key to our victory when it comes to the area of temptation. God has promised that if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. But for this strategy to work for us, the first part of the verse must be adhered to faithfully. And so many people quote James 4:7, but only the second part, "resist the devil and he'll flee from you." They leave off the crucial part that says, "submit therefore to God." We must submit ourselves to God and His ways in our daily lives if we are going to be successful in resisting the temptations that Satan will make sure come your way. I want to take a look today at how temptation was dealt with by two Bible characters, one who was successful or victorious over the temptation that was presented, and one that failed when temptation presented itself. There are two familiar stories, one of King David found in 2 Samuel chapter 11, and one about Joseph. The first, referring to King David, in chapter 11 of 2 Samuel, it reads, "Now it came to pass in the spring of the year, at that time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed, and walked on the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman. And someone said, 'Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?' Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. For she was cleansed from her impurity, and she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, so she sent and told David, and said, 'I am with child.'" Here we see the king of Israel being presented with temptation and then succumbing to that temptation, taking the next steps where he fell headlong into the sin of adultery. What was wrong? What happened here that allowed King David, this man of virtue, this man after God's own heart, to fall into the trap of sexual sin? Yesterday, we talked about two keys in the anatomy of temptation, one being staying away from the location of temptation, and the second being the fact that temptation presents words and thoughts and paints a picture for you of what it will be like and how pleasurable it will be if you give in to the temptation. Those two things presented themselves here to King David. The first one, he put himself in the location of temptation. It says that when at the time, in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, David sent everybody to battle and he stayed in Jerusalem. He should have been waging war, and instead he stayed home and walked on his roof and looked around and was in the location for temptation, because from that rooftop view, he could see a beautiful woman bathing on the roof of a nearby home. This is a word for all of us. We must avoid the places where we know temptation will present themselves. Let me say this to you regarding the issue of sexual sin, and specifically adultery, wrong relationships, immorality in any form. God's word tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:22, abstain from all appearance of evil. If we would take that word to heart, it would eliminate the temptations many people are faced with and they are not ready for. If they had a commitment, a strategic commitment, that they would not allow themselves to be in positions, situations, circumstances where there's even the potential for the appearance of evil. King David, standing on his roof looking at a woman bathing, that has the appearance of evil. He should have avoided it, and he should have done as Joseph did when he was presented with the temptation for sexual sin. He should have run in the other direction. If it was accidental that he happened to be on that roof when the woman was bathing, then he should have run away. But if he knew that if he would go up there in the evening, the chance of him seeing a woman bathing completely naked and being able to observe it, then he had placed himself in that location of temptation. Either way, King David did not follow what would have been scriptural protocol here, or strategy to keep himself away from sexual sin. You need to make sure that you're not placing yourself in the location of temptation. Whether it be that you'll not allow yourself to be alone with a person of the opposite sex, whether it's in a car, in a restaurant, or any other place. And these are situations that come up in business settings all of the time. But if you make it your personal commitment that you will not allow those situations to occur, you can be protected from temptation ahead of time because you have a strategy already. You have to be prepared with the strategy from God that will avoid all appearance of evil, that you already have a commitment to God's word. I won't allow myself to be alone with a person of the opposite sex. I won't develop intimate friendships or cultivate friendship with someone of the opposite sex if I'm a married person or that person is married. You have to decide you are going to do what the Word of God says before the situation arises. Joseph obviously had already made a decision in his heart that if he was presented with sexual temptation, he would flee from it. He would say, "How can I sin against my master and against God by doing this wicked thing?" That was his answer to Potiphar's wife who tried to seduce him. He had already decided ahead of time that was the boundary he would draw, and he'd draw it, the line at the word of God. David, in 2 Samuel 11, obviously had not drawn that boundary for himself. And as a result, when temptation presented itself and he had put himself in the location of temptation, he thought about it and his ability to resist it was very low because he had not already decided, "I'm not going to allow myself to sin against God in the area of sexual immorality." Let God's word be the strategic guard over your life, and you'll find that temptations will not be as difficult to resist when you're committed to God's word. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying dealing with temptation.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781 USA. In the United States, you can call us toll free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.